Alrighty, shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard to, really difficult to play this team in long yardage situations, and I don't know if it was every drive, but it seemed like every drive. You know, I think we had three or four holding calls there in the first half. Playing, you know, this team, you know, that's a good physical football team that's pretty disciplined, you know, and committing 10 or 12 penalties is not the way you want to play. You know, and then giving up some things, you know, in the return game, set them up on a short field, and then tried to pin them back there, you know, right before the half. And then they did a nice job of driving it that, you know, the one drive 98 yards before half and really kind of got the momentum there. So can't play like that and win against a good football team. We know that, and we got to do a hell of a lot better job. I'm not going to talk about the extent of it yet. We're going to have to do some more tests and make sure that, you know, we're taking care of the player. So, you know, he couldn't have come back in the game, you know, at that point. You know, I'm not going to say that. We'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to talk about injuries. Sloppy, certainly. You know, any time that, like I said, you have talk about staying out of long yardage and not playing, you know, and not giving them extra chances and penalties and those kind of things, and then you go out there and you commit 10 or 12 penalties in a game like this, and most of them with our first group out there. You know, it wasn't like we had a lot of sloppy play there late in the game, so... you know, you can't do it. It's hard to win in this league. It's real hard when you start doing that to yourself, giving another team 100 yards. We've got decent receivers. I've said that before. We're not concerned about that. That'll take care of itself. Hopefully those players will be back and ready to go. But you know, I mean, the guys that went in there tonight did a decent job and got open and caught the ball for the most part. Problem was we were in long yardage most of the night.
A lot of anticipation coming into this game. Did you feel like it was a little more than just your average?
Well, it was a great atmosphere. I mean, you know, this is an incredible, certainly more than a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. I said that, you know, in terms of the crowd, it was a great, you know, there was a great response there, you know, and it's great to play in front of your home fans. And they did a great job there trying to help us out early in the game, created some noise. You know, I could tell they were having trouble hearing a little bit. And you know, there's certainly a level of excitement that you don't necessarily see in most preseason games. But I think that was good for our team, and it just kind of gets you even more ready for the regular season. Yeah. We pressured him. You know, we blitzed a little bit more in this game than we have in the first two, and wanted to do that and kind of test ourselves out in terms of our pressure packages. And we did get some hits on him. I don't think we sacked him, but, you know, he played well tonight. You know, I thought he really played well tonight. He got the ball out, made some key third down conversion passes there. And he stood in there pretty good against the pressure. But, yeah, we got some hits on a quarterback, which is good, you know, and tells us that, you know, we have some pressures that we can get home with. But, you know, didn't really create any turnovers. You know, that's a third game in a row where we've played on the negative end of the turnover margin, and that's going to be a problem if we keep playing like that. Well, I mean, you don't sustain drives when you're first and 20. I mean, that's for every drive seemed like it was first and 20 or second and 15, you know. So it's going to be hard to do that. There's no doubt about it. You can't play football, National Football League, you know, when you need 15 or 20 yards to go every time you need a first down. So, you know, we got to fix what's wrong. We had some guys commit some penalties and some fouls in crucial situations and times, you know, negated some plays for us. And certainly we're not going to be able to win playing like that. So, you know, we got to get better. In Cincinnati or on Thursday night? He was ready to go in there and did a nice job. You know, I mean, he made the one I think one, made one poor decision on the interception, but did a nice job and ran the team, you know, fairly effectively and scored twice, you know, when he's out there. So, look, we'll play with who we can play with, and obviously we'll want the best group out there that we can get out there. But, you know, life goes on sometimes in this league, and you play with who you have. And Tom Brandstad has done a nice job of learning our offense, and he knows what to do. And if needed, he'll go in there and play. You're talking about the yeah. I mean, it's over. Like I said, you know, we weren't coming in here just, that wasn't the focus of tonight. The focus of tonight was on different things for our football team, trying to get better. And, you know, but that obviously added a lot of drama to the atmosphere. It's a great atmosphere to play in for our football team and try to get ready for the regular season. And as I said, he did some nice things for them, and I'm sure he'll have a good year out there in Chicago. We're gonna use it as an opportunity to get better. I mean, we're not just gonna go through the motions. Certainly, we have a lot of work to do, and we don't have much time to do it. You know, we're running out of time, as is every team in this league right now. You got one game left, and you know, a handful of practices before you're kicking it off for real. So, every day, every hour that we're there, we're gonna be working on something to try to get better, and we're gonna use the Arizona game the same way. You got it. Thank you.